High was 78. The record high, 94, set in 1947. Record low, 37 in 1974. A year ago, the high was 92, while the low was 63. Sunset will occur at 7:32 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, this morning, right around the area of 6:27. The air is calm, barometer at 30.17, and no precipitation today. After an earlier reading this morning of 52, we're at 45 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM Richland Center. The update from ABC at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. Also sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A damning report out this morning on the deadly Grenfell Tower fire in London 7 years ago that killed 72 people. The report says decades of failures by government regulators and those in the construction industry turned the high-rise into a death trap. Among the things cited, covering the building in a highly combustible material and safety inspections that were ignored. There was a memorial last night in Washington, D.C. for the 6 murdered Israeli hostages. Carmel Gott's cousin asking why Israel moved in on Rafah in southern Gaza.
The entire world warned Israel to stay out of Rafah. All eyes on Rafah, they said. But could no one see the hostages in Rafah? Could no one see our Carmeli?
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff also spoke. The Department of Justice unsealing terrorism charges against 6 top Hamas leaders, including Yahya Sinwar, head of Hamas's political wing. This is ABC News. A new star in Hollywood. ABC's Jason Nathanson is there.
Tim Burton!
A celebration of weirdness in Hollywood as iconic filmmaker Tim Burton got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His Beetlejuice star Winona Ryder on hand for the honor, praising the way Burton's films often shine a spotlight on outcasts.
You made being a weird girl not just okay, but something to celebrate and even kind of cool.
Burton talked about taking the bus to the Walk of Fame from his nearby hometown of Burbank when he was a child.
In fact, I was young enough to think that these things were actually gravestones when I first came here. I realized that John Wayne wasn't buried under that or other.
Tim Burton's latest film, the sequel Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, is in theaters this weekend. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A win at the Paralympics for an Iranian athlete. The world's second tallest man, standing over 8 feet, has finally gotten a bed that fits so he doesn't have to sleep on the floor. He is part of Iran's sitting volleyball team. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Some notes on today in sports. It was high school soccer last night. Evansville defeated Dodge Point by a final of 7-1. And on the major league scene, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals 7-4 when Michael Ciani hit a tie-breaking two-run single in the 12th inning. And the Brewers could not get the runs needed to tie it up or take the lead in the bottom of the inning. The all-star closer, Ryan Helsley, pitched 2 innings for the win, striking out 4. Willie Adames hit a 2-out RBI double in the 11th among Milwaukee's highlights. Arizona 8-7 over San Francisco. Pittsburgh 5, the Cubs nothing. Atlanta 3-0 over Colorado. And Washington a 6-2 win against Miami. In the American League, Tampa Bay 2, Minnesota 1. Baltimore 9-0 over the White Sox. Cleveland 7, Kansas City 1, Texas 7-4 over the Yankees. Oakland 3, Seattle 2. Interleague play, the Mets 7, Boston 2, Philadelphia 10-9 over Toronto, and the Dodgers beat the Angels, final score of 6-2. The Packers and the Eagles game in Brazil is still on, according to NFL officials. It had been hinted that it might be moved because of wildfires in Brazil, but at this point, midweek, it looks like they will play it on Friday night. That's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The five-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
Today, a high of 80 with sunshine and breezy conditions. South winds could be between 8 and 15. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. Thursday, increasingly cloudy and still warm. A 30% chance of a few showers or light thunderstorms by early afternoon. A high of 79. And Friday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler. A high of 65. In Richland Center, the early morning reading was 45 and then 52 is the high right around midnight. It is 46 degrees. Today is Wednesday, September 4th.
You brought our first dog prints home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday night. We took advantage of the $10 a carload and squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. Used for homecoming parades, it knew every road that wasn't paved, and it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We rode in it to bury Grandpa. I drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on the second engine, I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car seen it all. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got.
some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Now when I'm asked about my ride, yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car.
Neil McCoy in WRCO and a used car. 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, as we head toward 80 later today, that'll be kind of a little bit on the warm side and maybe last gasp of kind of summer and maybe a little bit of humidity there. But then I see the extended forecast has some temperatures back up near 80 again by the first of next week. But temps will certainly drop down, and that'll be all right for the Richland County Fair, for all of the animals, and the animals in the barns too, right? Anyway, we're going to have a good time bringing you some updates on that this weekend, and it's weekend number 3 of high school football. The Packers season kicks off, and here we go. This is Aaron Tippin.
If I was running this country, I'd start it over from scratch. Keep what's good, pile up what's bad, and then I'd strike the match. Yeah, we'd go back to the basics of how things ought to be. Yeah, there'd be a lot of changes if it was left up to me. 'Cause what this country needs is a little more steel guitar. Straight out of a Texas bar, and give us a song we can all sing along from sea to shining sea. You be proud of it and always love it. That's what this country needs. Now if you wanna hear about living, that radio dial, you come to a singer singing what life is all about. But you can't deny that people still cry, they laugh and they smile and they hurt. And that's my humble opinion, y'all. You can take it for what it's worth. 'Cause what this country needs is a little more steel guitar. Straight out of a Texas bar, and give us a song we can all sing along from sea to shining sea. Be proud of it and always love it. That's what this country needs. Sing along from sea to shining sea. You'll be proud of it and always love it. That's what this country needs. You just be proud of it and always love it. And that's what this country needs.
You know how hard I try, that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper.
see things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper.
I'm in Rio on FM 100.9 WRCO and love a little stronger. It is 6:17.
Get $15 back right now with mail-in rebate and gallons of Cabot Stain. Cabot Stain comes in an oil-based or water-based formula and is available as transparent, semi-transparent, or solid colors. Cabot Stains are pigmented for extra UV protection from the sun, water, and extreme conditions and are ideal for siding, fences, or decks. Save $15 right now with mail-in or online rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rep, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop Anything Summer 50 Cent Sale happening September 4th through September 7th. Like them on Facebook and check out the pop-up sales and featured silent auction treasures. Shop smart, where your donations are appreciated and your purchases have helped support our local community for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
22 minutes after 6, news, weather, and sports will be up today at 6:30. Chances to win and qualify come your way again later on today. We'll be qualifying more in the ticket giveaway for the Brewers, the chance to be in appearance at the big upcoming debut of the movie about the 1982 Brewers as well. So your chance to text and qualify comes up later on today between 8 and 9 this morning. Graham on WRCO and hello, Texas. 6:25 the time, and we say good morning. It doesn't appear, it's not as foggy as it's been the last couple of mornings, although I'm sure there are some pockets out there here and there, but it should be a good day for the second day of school buses running in the area. Drive with care today. Here's Kelly Clarkson and Vince Gill.
Nothing to do. No, we don't have to go back.
We hope you're having a great morning in Southwest Wisconsin. So far, you're not stumbling and fumbling like I was earlier this morning, but I've recovered. I'm on my feet and ready to roll for today. A look at news is next.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE certified master technicians and a limited 36,000 mile, 36 month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 6:30 is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, the friendly feed store. Today's high temperature will be at around 80 degrees, sunshine, breezy, and warm today. A south wind at 8 to 15, clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. Thursday, a 30% chance of a few showers or light thunderstorms by early afternoon, and a high of 80. Right now in Richland Center, it is 45, our overnight low.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Platteville police are trying to identify a body found on Monday night. Two people called into the police saying they found what appeared to be a body in the woods. The state crime lab has collected the remains and will try to determine how the person died and who they are. Anyone with information is asked to call the Platteville police. Richland Center has hired a new city clerk at last night's city council meeting. Alderperson Melanie Walters reported that Amanda Keller of Richland Center has been serving as the administrative assistant for a short time, has been hired to serve as the new city clerk. Walters also announced that the position of zoning administrator has finally been filled. Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner also reported to the council that the grant package to do work needed by the city for the new hospital location was approved. Alderperson Mark Chambers reported that a new shelter is coming to the splash pad at Kroska Park. The improvements at the splash pad are being funded by the Rotary Club. Chambers also reported that the park board is discussing new lighting at Kroska Park. Alderperson Karen Tepley advised the council that while the city recently installed Wayfair signs so visitors can easily find areas of town, there is something new to come. She announced that the city will be placing trailhead signs marking the access points for the bike trail. The Richland Center City Council also approved a number of items at last night's meeting. Items included an application by the Marion M. Carley Revocable Trust to divide a parcel of land located at 286 West 6th Street. The request includes making the Dario a standalone building and to tear down the housing that it is attached to. The old housing will be replaced with two detached duplexes. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant also invites everyone who would like to give of their time to the city to find opportunities on the city's website, opportunities to serve on a committee, board, or commission to influence local governance and promote positive change are possible. It's an opportunity to bring your perspectives and skills to the table. Simply go online to richlandcenterwi.gov, click on the government tab, and then opportunities to serve. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin and Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin state universities talked about it recently. Some committee members say UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. A public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study conducted by Venture Architects will be held this evening. During this time, Venture Architects will present the findings of their evaluations of the Richland Campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. This will be the first time anyone has heard the findings, including the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Dave Turk serves as the board chair.
We're looking forward to hearing the information Wednesday night as much as the public, and then we have to start really thinking about stuff. So we know it's been a slower process than people would have liked, and we would love to have answers a lot quicker than we have, but we also, as Candace said, we need to do this right. So we want to be careful, get all the information we need, and then make the best decisions we can.
Beginning at 6 o'clock tonight at the White House Ramada Inn Banquet Room, Venture Architects will relay its findings to everyone in the community at the same time. County Administrator Candace Pesch urges all interested parties to attend.
You can park around the back and enter in the banquet room doors from the back parking lot, especially for those that access is a challenge. That way you don't have to worry about stairs or an elevator. Otherwise, you can come in the main front doors and go right down the stairs, and you will be right down into the banquet room.
A virtual option will also be available for those needing it through the Richland County government website. No future plans for the campus will be discussed at tonight's meeting. Republican State Representative John Mako says not only should the game be played in the U.S. for safety, but also the upcoming Packers and Eagles game in Brazil should be canceled because of a moral obligation. Mako cites several issues, including a contentious election, censorship, and growth in crime, for why the game should be moved. Friday's game between the Packers and the Eagles at the stadium marks the first ever in South America. And it was hinted earlier this week that it could be canceled because of wildfires, but at this point, it is still on. 23-year-old Chad Richards was arrested Saturday in connection to the shooting death of 21-year-old Kara Welsh. Whitewater police responded to an apartment Friday night and found Welsh dead of multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators determined an argument between Welsh and Richards preceded the shooting. Richards faces charges including first-degree intentional homicide. Welsh was a national champion gymnast and two-time All-American for UW-Whitewater. Gas prices fell another 5.5 cents during the last week. The average across the state is $3.16 per gallon this week. This is 35 cents lower than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than at this time last year. This is the fifth straight week of the average price dropping. And September 4th, 1964, a Liverpool band that was taking the world by storm played to a jam-packed Milwaukee arena. The MC for the Beatles' one and only Wisconsin show was legendary Milwaukee disc jockey Bob Berry, who said the best word to describe the atmosphere that night was pandemonium. Berry said there was so much screaming by fans that it was impossible to hear John, Paul, George, and Ringo singing. Berry said he's never experienced anything like that before or since then. He will be hosting a celebration of the Beatles' only Milwaukee show tonight at a Beatles-themed club in Waukesha.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80. It will be sunny and breezy and a bit warmer than the last couple of days. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53 and near 80 with a 30% chance of afternoon showers coming up tomorrow. Friday, 65. Saturday, 64. And Sunday, 72. In Richland Center, the midnight reading was 52. We're down to the current mark, the overnight low, which is 45.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at a Brewer game last night that went late, and details as well on the Packers being a slight underdog for Friday night's game.
As part of Suicide Prevention Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to talk about mental health with the people you care about. Suicide is a leading cause of death in the United States, and it's often the result of an untreated mental health condition. For many, the stigmas around mental illness keep them from seeking help when they need it. Support those close to you by starting a conversation. For professional support, call the Richland Hospital and Clinics or call 988 if you are in a crisis.
Last night in high school soccer, Evansville, a winner against Dodge Point, 7-1 the final score. The soccer season opens for several teams, including Richland Center, on Thursday when they play at Dodgeville Mineral Point. 7 o'clock kickoff time for varsity tomorrow evening. The Brewers dropped a 7-4 game to the St. Louis Cardinals last night in 12 innings. Milwaukee tied the game in the 11th when Cardinals center fielder Michael Ciani couldn't complete a circus catch that resulted in RBI number 100 for Willie Adames. Unfortunately, the visitors exploded for 3 runs and the victory in the 12th inning. Elvis Peguero absorbed the loss. Right-hander Colin Ray starts the rubber game of the series for the Brewers coming up tonight at American Family Field. Brewer manager talking about some things that didn't go well for the Brewers. Here is Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, overall, the you credit the St. Louis pitching if you want, because I think they did a really nice job, and I think we just, it wasn't our normal output in my mind.
Elsewhere last night, Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 5-0, Atlanta 3, Colorado 0, Washington 6-2 over Miami, Arizona 8, San Francisco 7. In the American League, Tampa Bay 2, Minnesota 1, Baltimore 9-0 over the White Sox, Cleveland 7, the Kansas City Royals 1, Texas 7-4 over the Yankees, Oakland 3-2 winners against Seattle. In interleague play, the Mets 7, Boston 2, Philadelphia 10-9 over Toronto, and the Dodgers beat the Angels, final score of 6-2. According to one service, the Packers are 3-point underdogs in the 2024 season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. The NFL opening week games on four different days, starting Thursday, followed by the Packers-Eagles on Friday, then the rest on Sunday and Monday. No changes have been announced, so it appears the game involving Green Bay will be the first ever NFL contest played in Brazil. Kickoff is set for 7:15 on Friday night. Coach Matt LaFleur talked about getting set to practice.
Obviously leaning on our experts here in terms of what are the best practices, what do you need to do from hydrating to eating meals to the recovery. These guys have researched and talked to a lot of people, and I feel really confident with our plan and what we're going to do. And, you know, the circumstances are the circumstances, but it's the same for both teams.
ESPN reports the Badgers' second-week opponent, South Dakota, is a stronger team than Western Michigan. The sports website points out that FCS teams are rarely compared to FBS teams. The Broncos gave Wisconsin a hard challenge in the 28-14 opening game. The Badgers are still heavily favored to win against the Jackrabbits. Coach Luke Fickell's team is still rated outside the top 25 in the coaches' poll, which was officially released yesterday. That's an update on Wednesday morning sports. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
WRCO 100.9.
She draws a shade and hangs her
Straight going rolling on the river of love. Indeed, maybe that's the Willow Creek, I don't know, but I've rode up there a little bit, but you got to get out in Portage once in a while too, because there are some trees down across the creek. always hoped that those trees would fall just bank to bank, so that would save me wading through the creek to get the cows, but it usually didn't happen. It was a little bit too perilous, you know, and never had a cow dog that would actually swim the creek and go over and get the cows. But as soon as I whipped off my clothes and jumped in the creek to go across the creek to get the cows, then the dog would jump in. Like, thank you very much, dog. Appreciate that. But nonetheless, I lived to survive it. Took many a morning bath there. That'll wake you up in the Willow Creek.
Roof!
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Our news update at 7 is next this morning here on FM 100.9 WRCO. Here's Jake Owen.
She pulled her hair back to sun her shoulders, took the oil and rubbed it all over her soft skin. Oh, I'm a lucky man. She wasn't wanting any suntan lines, so she reached back and she untied that little string. Oh, and then she smiled at me and blew a kiss right off of her fingertips. I don't know what it is, but there's something sat there for a while and wondered as she took a nap there under that summer sky. Oh, and then I realized there are things in life that are meant to be, maybe left a mystery. Some kind of sweet little something I may never understand. Yeah, some kind of gift they're giving that makes this life worth living in. It makes a man.